Okay, so I'm betting you're like a total DAW power user, right? You know, you've got your workflow down pat, your plugins all neat and tidy, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But sometimes, just sometimes, do you ever crave something a little more, I don't know.
Stripped down?
Yeah, stripped down.
Yeah.
Something that lets you just get in there, focus on the music,
Absolutely.
without getting like bogged down by format limits or endless plug-in tweaking, you know.
100%.
So that's actually what we're diving into today.
Oh, nice.
Milky Tracker. It's
Nice.
this incredible software that brings that old school, that tracker vibe into like the modern world.
Right.
And it all revolves around the OpenXM format.
Yeah.
So just imagine, picture this. You write a track today
Okay.
and it can play on basically any platform,
Wow.
from your current setup to some retro handheld emulator, even decades from now.
That's amazing.
No more stressing about proprietary formats or plugins that just become obsolete.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's wild.
It's really cool. And what's remarkable about Milky Tracker is how it just like brings that raw, almost tactile approach to music making, but with a forward-thinking philosophy.
Right.
It's like Peter Pales Barth, the original author, like had a time machine and could see all the headaches we'd be dealing with all these closed ecosystems and format wars.
Totally.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he was way ahead of his
Way
time.
ahead of the
Wow.
curve. And, you know, speaking of Peter,
Yeah.
we have to give him like huge props, not just for making Milky Tracker,
Right.
but for open sourcing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a huge testament to his like dedication to the music community, you know,
I
making
see.
sure that this tool is accessible to literally anyone who wants to use it.
For sure, open sourcing Milky Tracker was a genius move, I think. It's
Yeah.
like fostered this really amazing community of developers and users
Yeah.
that are constantly refining it and expanding its capabilities.
Absolutely.
And it aligns perfectly with that like core philosophy of the XM format.
Totally.
Portability, longevity, you know.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
And while we're on this like topic of open formats and breaking free from limitations,
Yeah.
can we talk about Milky Synth for a sec?
Please.
So you know that feeling when you're like searching for that perfect sample,
Oh, yeah.
digging through tons of libraries and sample packs?
All the time.
Well, say goodbye to that frustration, because Milky Synth, it's
Nice.
right there in Milky Tracker, ready to make whatever sound you can dream up.
That's really cool.
It's a game changer, especially if you're coming from, you know, the DAW world
Sure.
where you're used to relying on external plugins and all these sample libraries.
Yeah.
Milky Synth just puts that power of sound design right at your fingertips.
Right on.
And it does it with two like crazy versatile synthesis engines,
Oh, okay.
FM and CYCLE.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Break those down for
All
me.
right, so
I
let's
know.
start with FM synthesis,
Okay.
because that one could be a little, I think, mysterious to some people.
Yeah.
So think of it this way. You have these oscillators called operators,
Right.
and they're kind of like these like virtual musicians playing different notes.
Okay.
But instead of those notes going straight to your ears, the output of one oscillator actually controls the pitch of another oscillator.
Oh, wow.
So it's like one oscillator is conducting the other,
I see.
changing its tune in real time.
Wow. Okay.
Exactly. And by adjusting the relationships between these operators,
Yeah.
you can create this massive range of sounds.
Cool.
So that's how you get those like classic bell-like tones in like 80s music, or like those gritty metallic textures that you hear in a lot of modern electronic music.
Interesting.
That's the secret behind those iconic DX7 sounds.
That's awesome.
It's all about those interacting oscillators. And what's even cooler is that Milky Tracker's FM engine is based on this open source project called Jamtoy Synth.
Oh, cool.
Exactly. Riku Salminen, who created Jamtoy Synth. He really opened up like a whole new world of sonic possibilities. And Milky Synth builds upon that foundation,
Nice.
giving you like even more control over parameters like attack, decay, release,
Okay.
and different modulation types.
Wow, so you're telling me I could recreate like those classic 8-bit chiptune sounds, those like crunchy nostalgic vibes,
Totally.
all within Milky Tracker?
All within Milky Tracker. Now, that's what I call portable.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah, and don't forget about CyCLE.
Oh, yes.
This engine's all about those single and multi-cycle waveforms. Think of them like the brush strokes of sound.
Okay.
So a single cycle waveform, it's like a
Yeah.
simple, clean line creating a pure tone.
Got it.
But you can manipulate that line. You can bend it. You can shape it.
Okay.
Using Sicily's parameters.
I'm visualizing this.
Yeah.
So a single cycle waveform is like a basic sine wave, but I can tweak it to add like character and complexity.
Yeah, exactly.
What about multi-cycle waveforms?
Okay, so those can get really wild. A multi-cycle waveform is like taking multiple brush strokes and combining them.
Okay.
Creating a richer, more textured sound.
So more cycles, more complexity.
Basically, yeah, think of it like adding harmonics and overtones.
Got it.
Those subtle layers that give a sound its depth and richness.
So with CYCLE, I can control all of this.
Yeah.
Like I can decide how many cycles, what kind of wave shapes, and even add some like grit with things like feedback.
Exactly. It's all about exploring those sonic possibilities.
Oh, cool.
And finding those like unique textures that make your music stand out.
This is amazing.
And here's the real kicker. You can even combine the outputs of FM and CYCLE.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Using the draw button.
Hold on. You're telling me I can layer those complex FM sounds?
Yes.
With the textures I create in CYCLE?
You got it.
This is next level sound design.
It is.
It really is.
It's like having two master chefs working together in your sonic kitchen.
That's a great analogy.
Each one bringing their own like unique ingredients and techniques.
It just blows my mind that this is all happening within this like lightweight open source tracker.
I know.
It's like a hidden gem, this powerhouse of sound design capability.
It really is. And it all ties back to that core philosophy of Milky Tracker,
yeah.
Giving you the tools you need to create something truly unique and expressive.
Yes.
Without getting bogged down by like unnecessary complexities.
And that brings us back to something we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The idea that limitations can actually be liberating.
Right.
Like, in a world where we're just constantly bombarded with more plugins, more tracks, more everything.
Oh, yeah.
Milky Tracker is like a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely.
Like it's saying, hey, let's strip away all the excess
mm-hmm.
and just focus on the essence of music creation.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really powerful.
It's a powerful message, especially for those of us coming from that DO world.
Yes.
Where it's easy to get lost in that endless pursuit of more, you know?
Well, more.
Yeah.
Exactly. Milky Tracker just... it reminds us that constraints can spark creativity. You know, it's like that saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
When you have limited resources, you have to be more resourceful, more creative.
Absolutely.
In how you use them.
For sure.
And that often leads to like way more innovative results.
I think so.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And you can see that philosophy reflected in Milky Tracker's approach to mastering.
Yeah.
It's not about relying on like those heavy-handed plugins to fix your mix.
Right.
It's about getting the sound right at the source.
Exactly.
Using creative mixing techniques and just embracing the natural dynamics of the music.
I love that.
It's like a paradigm shift almost.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to make everything louder, you're focusing on making everything better.
Right.
You're thinking about how all the different elements interact,
mm-hmm.
how they create like a cohesive sonic landscape.
It's the big picture.
Yeah.
And that's what ultimately makes music connect with people.
Right.
It's not about loudness. It's about emotion.
Yes.
It's about telling a story with sound.
It's about the feels.
Yes, exactly.
You know, this reminds me of when I first started making music on my old Amiga.
Oh, cool.
We didn't have fancy plugins or mastering suites back then.
Right.
We had to rely on our ears and our creativity to make the music sound good.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Some of the most iconic game soundtracks and chiptunes came out of those limitations.
I think you're right.
It's crazy.
Those early pioneers of computer music, they had to be so resourceful,
yeah.
squeezing every ounce of potential out of their, you know, limited hardware.
Totally.
And the music that they created, it still holds up today.
Absolutely.
Proving that it's not about the tools.
It's about the vision.
It's about the vision and the execution.
And that's what's so inspiring about Milky Tracker. It carries that same spirit of innovation and resourcefulness.
Yeah.
It empowers you to create something truly unique and expressive, regardless of your technical background or experience level.
I love that.
It's amazing.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
I'm so glad we're diving into this.
Me too.
This is great.
This is awesome.
I'm really enjoying this.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is a refreshing perspective.
It totally is.
This whole idea of like focusing on the music itself.
Yes.
You know, the nuances and the textures instead of just chasing some like...
arbitrary loudness.
Yeah, arbitrary loudness standard.
Totally. And it makes you appreciate the beauty of Milky Tracker's approach to sound design, with Milky Synth.
Right.
You're not just grabbing samples. You're creating your own sonic palette.
Exactly.
Which just ties in perfectly with this idea of crafting a truly unique and portable sonic experience.
I agree.
But, you know, I'm still curious about those two synthesis engines.
Oh, yeah.
FM and CYCLE. Can we go a bit deeper into how they actually work?
Of course, yeah.
I've got a Dotto brain, so break it down for me.
All right, so let's start with FM synthesis,
okay.
Since that's the one that a lot of people find a bit mysterious.
Yeah.
Think about it like this. You have these oscillators, which are called operators.
And they're kind of like virtual musicians playing different notes.
Okay.
But instead of those notes going directly to your ears, the output of one oscillator actually controls the pitch of another.
So it's like one oscillator is conducting the other.
Precisely.
Changing its tune in real time.
Exactly.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah, and by adjusting the relationships between those operators, you can create a huge range of sounds.
Okay.
It's how you get like those classic bell-like tones in 80s music.
Right.
Or like those gritty metallic textures that you hear in a lot of modern electronic music.
So that's the secret behind those like iconic DX7 sounds.
Yeah.
It's all about the interacting oscillators.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
And what's really cool is that Milky Tracker's FM engine is based on this open source project called Jamtoy Synth.
Yeah, yes it is.
So Riku Selminen, the creator of Jamtoy Synth, he really opened up a world of sonic possibilities with his work.
And Milky Synth builds upon that foundation, giving you even more control over parameters like attack, decay, release, and different modulation types.
So you're telling me I could recreate those classic 8-bit chiptune sounds.
Absolutely.
Those crunchy, nostalgic vibes all within Milky Tracker.
All within Milky Tracker.
Now, that's what I call portable.
That's amazing, right?
It's incredible. It really is.
And let's not forget about CYCLE.
Oh, yeah, CYCLE.
This engine is all about those single and multi-cycle waveforms.
Right.
Think of them like the brushstrokes of sound.
Okay.
A single-cycle waveform, it's like a simple, clean line creating a pure tone.
Got it.
But you can manipulate that line. You can bend it, shape it using CYCLE's parameters.
Okay, so I'm visualizing this. So a single-cycle waveform is like a basic sine wave.
Yeah.
But I can tweak it to add character and complexity.
Exactly.
What about multi-cycle waveforms?
So a multi-cycle waveform is like taking multiple brush strokes and combining them.
Gotcha.
Creating a richer, more textured sound. Think of it like adding harmonics and overtones.
So more cycles, more complexity.
Yeah, basically.
Gosh.
Those subtle layers that give a sound its depth and richness.
Okay, so with CYCLE, I can control all of this.
Yeah.
Like I can decide how many cycles, what kind of wave shapes, and even add some grit with things like feedback.
It's all about exploring those sonic possibilities.
Cool.
And finding those unique textures that set your music apart.
This is amazing.
And here's the kicker.
What?
You can even combine the outputs of both FM and CYCLE using the draw button.
Hold on. So you're telling me I can layer those complex FM sounds with the textures that I create in CYCLE.
You got it.
That's some next level sound design.
It is. It's like having two master chefs working together in your sonic kitchen.
That's a great analogy.
And it's bringing their own unique ingredients and techniques to the table.
You know, it just blows my mind that all of this is happening within this lightweight open source tracker.
I know, right?
It's like a hidden gem, this powerhouse of sound design capability.
It really is, and it all ties back to that core philosophy of Milky Tracker, giving you the tools you need to create something truly unique and expressive without getting bogged down by unnecessary complexities.
And that brings us back to something we touched on earlier, the idea that limitations can actually be liberating.
Right.
In a world where we're constantly bombarded with more plugins, more tracks, more everything, Milky Tracker is like a breath of fresh air.
It is.
It's like I'd say, hey, let's strip away the excess and focus on the essence of music creation.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so powerful.
It's a powerful message, especially for those of us coming from the DW world, where it's easy to get lost in that endless pursuit of more, you know.
More, more, more.
Yeah, exactly.
It never ends.
Milky Tracker just reminds us that constraints can actually spark creativity.
You know, it's like that old saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
When you have limited resources, you have to be more resourceful, more creative in how you use them.
Absolutely.
And that often leads to way more innovative results.
For sure.
It's really cool. And you can see that philosophy reflected in Milky Tracker's approach to mastering.
Uh-huh.
It's not about relying on those heavy-handed plugins to fix your mix.
Right.
It's about getting the sound right at the source, using creative mixing techniques.
Right.
And just embracing the natural dynamics of the music.
I love that.
It's like a paradigm shift almost.
It is.
Instead of trying to make everything louder, you're focusing on making everything better.
Exactly.
You're thinking about how all the different elements interact, how they create like a cohesive sonic landscape.
It's the big picture, and that's what ultimately makes music connect with people. It's not about lightness. It's about emotion. It's about telling a story with sound.
It's about the feels.
Yes, exactly.
You know, this reminds me of when I first started making music on my old Amiga.
Oh, cool.
We didn't have fancy plugins or mastering suites back then.
Right.
We had to rely on our ears and our creativity to make the music sound good. And you know what? Some of the most iconic game soundtracks and chiptunes were born out of those limitations.
I think you're right.
It's crazy.
Those early pioneers of computer music had to be incredibly resourceful, squeezing every ounce of potential out of their, you know, limited hardware.
Totally.
And the music that they created, it still holds up today.
Absolutely.
Proving that it's not about the tools, it's about the vision and the execution.
And that's what's so inspiring about Milky Tracker. It carries that same spirit of innovation and resourcefulness, empowering you to create something truly unique and expressive, regardless of your technical background or experience level.
I love that.
It's like Milky Tracker's a time machine, you know?
Yeah.
Taking us back to those early days of computer music.
Right.
But at the same time, propelling us forward with its open source approach and focus on portability.
It's a really cool blend of nostalgia and innovation.
Yeah, you get that same like hands-on DIY spirit that, you know, fueled those early tracker days. Mm. But with those added benefits of like modern tech and a thriving community.
Definitely. And speaking of community, that's something that's really impressed me about Milky Tracker.
Oh,
it's not just software. It's a whole ecosystem.
Totally.
There's forums, tutorials, people sharing their knowledge, their creations, all centered around this passion for tracker music.
That's a real community.
It's a testament to the power of open source. When you create something that's freely accessible, modifiable, you invite people to participate, to contribute, to build upon your work.
And that's exactly what's happened with Milky Tracker.
It really has. It's become this living, breathing entity, constantly evolving and expanding thanks to the dedication of its community.
It's awesome. And it's not just for like seasoned tracker vets, right?
No, not at all.
I feel like someone like me who spent most of their time in the DLO world could jump in and start creating without feeling totally lost.
Definitely. One of the things that makes Milky Tracker so approachable is its interface. It's clean, well-organized, and designed to be intuitive, even if you've never used a tracker before.
It's good to hear. I've always been a little intimidated by trackers, if I'm honest.
I get it.
Like all those numbers and patterns, it can seem kind of overwhelming.
It's definitely a different way of thinking about music.
Yeah.
But once you get those basic concepts, it becomes so powerful and expressive.
Okay.
And there's tons of resources available online to help you along the way. Tutorials, forums, communities, all dedicated to like demystifying trackers and sharing the love of this unique approach to making music.
And that's what I love about the tracker community. It's so welcoming, so inclusive.
Yeah.
There's no like elitism or gatekeeping.
Right.
It's all about sharing knowledge, encouraging experimentation, and celebrating the creative spirit.
Exactly. It's about empowering people to express themselves musically, regardless of their background or experience level.
You know, it's funny. We started this deep dive talking about wanting something stripped down, something that takes us back to the core of music creation.
Uh-huh.
And Milky Tracker, it really delivers on that in so many ways.
It really does.
From its open source philosophy to its focus on portability.
Yeah.
Its intuitive approach to sound design.
It all comes together.
It's a tool that encourages you to break free from those limitations and just embrace the pure joy of making music.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that sometimes the most powerful tools are the ones that get out of the way and let the music speak for itself.
So what does this all mean for you, dear listener?
Yeah.
If you're feeling, I don't know, creatively stifled, or if you're, you know, yearning for a more hands-on, expressive approach to music production.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're craving a community that celebrates innovation and collaboration.
Yeah.
I urge you, give Milky Tracker a try.
Download it, explore its possibilities, and don't be afraid to experiment. You might just rediscover the magic of music creation in its purest form.
Who knows? You might create something that, like, transcends time and technology. A sonic masterpiece that can be enjoyed by anyone, anywhere, for years to come.
That's the dream.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep the music alive.